Sure, through the chair. What's the, and so how many sites are you talking about then? From the scope that meet that criteria for this bill around the state?
Probably in the area of 300 to 400. Which, if we had done this a few years ago, would have been about 600. But a number of dealers who were adamant that this legislation be passed a few years ago, it no longer affects them because they've been able to purchase their property and make a contract with their supplier. They've chosen their supplier, who has said, we'll sell you gasoline at a particular price.
Because of the right of first refusal and other things like that have led up to this point. I'm sorry, Jerry.
Are there any other differences other than those two? The exemption and the lease.
Well, we wanted to be clear in the legislation that those operations such as Luke Oil and Sunoco, for instance, that would have what is known as a commissioned agent, where there's not a franchise dealer. There's somebody in there operating the location, but he's only paid a commission. Those sites obviously wouldn't come under any kind of legislation that is here. This is only for those dealers, franchise dealers, that are lessee dealers and pay dealer tank wagon, and their supplier owns or controls more than 75 sites. The smaller distributors, because there's 10 or 15 distributors that will sell Exxon. Mm-hmm. There are 10 or 15 distributors that will sell Sunoco or any other brand that you would like. But there are also some pretty large distributors that sell those brands, and they happen to own a lot of sites and have lessee dealers, because they made big purchases from the oil companies years ago and purchased in big blocks. That is the reason we did write a first refusal, because that was about to happen with both Exxon and Shell, and we protected those dealers.
Senator Cain?
And just one question before Senator Cardinale gets to it. But why 75? I mean, if you're talking about a market control, market penetration, ability to move, 75 seems like a huge number compared to what, I mean, that wouldn't that give force in marketplace from a purchasing power, power parity and everything else?
Senator Cain, through the chair. Mm-hmm. We arrived at that exemption because the smaller distributors that are not offenders, if that number were 15, the smaller distributors wouldn't be affected. However, what we thought is some of those smaller distributors, as a matter of survival in their own right, may merge with each other, may purchase each other. And we wanted to give a significant amount of growth to them as small business people over time. It is once that a distributor seems to get into that mega distributor category where they own 75 or more locations that they tend to be a problem. My prediction, however, is this. By the time any of those distributors are ever grown to that level, that there will be fewer lessee dealers, and more dealers over the years will be given the opportunity through various reasons to actually control their property, and then they will negotiate with all the different suppliers in a more competitive situation.